discuss this agreement is Mark Isaac, author of The Undesirables and Nauru Burning, a UTS alumni. Mark, good morning.
Good morning. How are you going?
Yeah, very well. Thanks for joining us on the program this morning. Firstly, could you explain to us what's actually involved in this this agreement from the United Nations?
Sure. So the agreement is an attempt by the member states of the United Nations to come up with better protections for migrants and refugees. It's the first time the UN General Assembly has met to address large movements of refugees and migrants. And it's essentially trying to tackle big issues like what's happening in Europe with the migrant crisis or what they perceive as the migrant crisis and the kind of large-scale displacement of populations all over the world.
What does Peter Dutton actually find objectionable about the current state of the agreement? I mean, do we understand what he actually wants changed?
Yeah, so, I mean, he's essentially said that he disagrees with sacrificing Australia's sovereignty, which I find absurd because we have previously signed agreements with the United Nations. And the whole point of the United Nations is that there's voluntary international agreements by the countries of the world coming together with the aim of maintaining international peace and security and international economic and social cooperation. So these things that we've agreed upon came in the aftermath of or during, you know, these great wars in World War II, and they were reactions to this kind of attempt at fascism. And so the idea was to kind of uphold international agreements to protect human dignity, human rights, all these types of things. And so for him to state that voluntary signing of an agreement sacrifices our sovereignty doesn't really hold true to me. I also find that, I mean, essentially what Dutton's disagreeing with is the idea that the one of the commitments of the declaration of the Global Compact is to address the inhumane and degrading treatment of migrants and the unfair detainment of people or the illegal detainment of people, which is essentially what we've been doing in Nauru and Manus Island. And so for us to sign this would then essentially be saying, yeah, come and have greater inspection of our offshore detention centres. Having said that, I still find it strange that he would kind of disagree with signing it because we've already in breach of numerous international conventions. To name a few, we've breached the United Nations Convention Against Torture, the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child, the Refugee Convention, and the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. But for me, what it's the kind of greatest sign is this this kind of anti-migrant rhetoric that we're seeing from the Dutton and Turnbull's Liberal government. In the lead-up to this election, you know, they've been bashing African migrants. They've been talking about overpopulation control, trying to stoke these fears of, you know, we've got too many foreigners coming in. Dutton's previously attacked Lebanese migrants. And so, you know, it's the right-wing conservatives that Dutton's a part of, they see this global consensus on the just treatment of migrants and refugees as an affront to what's essentially a kind of white nationalism. And I say that, and I know it sounds incendiary, but just the other year, Dutton picked out white South African farmers as the most needy refugees in the world who needed special humanitarian intake while deporting Afghans to a war zone and while imprisoning Rohingya refugees in offshore prisons. And so for me, that is the bigger overall picture that we need to look at.
Well, kind of weighing up the options here, if the government kind of sees this clear capital in playing off these fears here at home, these fears around immigration at home to their base, as it were, while with the United Nations, it's hard to see how our reputation on these particular issues could get any lower. Is there really nothing to lose by refusing to sign this agreement?
Well, you know, the other thing we have to consider is the fact that we actually campaigned to be elected to the Human Rights Council of the United Nations just last year. So the idea that we would campaign to be part of this Human Rights Council so we could talk and address human rights abuses all over the world and then simultaneously refuse to sign what is seen as this phenomenal new charter which addresses all these brand new issues that have arisen since the last 60 years, since the last time we dealt with the Refugee Convention. It's completely contradictory. And so I mean, you know, we've seen the Turnbull government, this coalition government with Tony Abbott previously try and slander or discredit the United Nations by saying that Australians don't want to be lectured to by the United Nations. And so on one hand, we're pandering to the United Nations, asking to be part of the Human Rights Council. On the other side, pushing them away and trying to discredit them and undermine them.
It came out when Tony Abbott was sort of being lectured about the United Nations. If you're sick of being lectured about torture, then you're probably torturing a little bit too much.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, you know, similar. At the same time, we're saying that we don't want to have more oversight over our offshore detention program. We've got children who are being forced to having the lawyers who are representing children are having to take the Turnbull government to court to try and have 6-7-year-olds who are attempting suicide brought to Australia for medical treatment. That's why he doesn't want to have the United Nations having further insight into their treatment of refugees in detention centres.
And yet earlier this week, I seem to recall Peter Dutton in another radio interview was saying that he would love to see an end to Nauru and Manus Island, the holding of people on Nauru and Manus Island. What is actually being done? When can we actually expect to see these kind of centres closed down?
Look, I wouldn't hold our breath on seeing the detention centres ever closed down. I think we're seeing a small amount or a percentage of the people being moved across to America, which is fantastic. But the numbers that Malcolm Turnbull and Donald Trump were talking about it doesn't cover the full amount of people who are currently detained in Manus Island and in Nauru. So you've still got over 1,000 people who will need to be resettled at some point. Current settlement in Nauru and Manus is illogical and unsustainable because of these are impoverished islands and the relationship between the locals and the refugees has deteriorated over time. And so you still have to find a way to resettle these people. And currently the Turnbull government are actually refusing to accept other offers of help. So this idea of refusing to help to have New Zealand resettle refugees because it's considered an incentive to get refugees to encourage refugees to come to Australia. I mean, that's just plain absurd. What kind of, I've been to Afghanistan, I've been there. They don't sit there saying, oh, well, if we can be in prison for 5 years in Nauru, then spend 5 years in New Zealand to get citizenship, to then come to Australia, that's what we're hoping for. That's not what refugees are hoping for. And so, I think that the interview you were talking about is the one that was on Triple J, and it's an attempt to obscure the fact that we're currently torturing people in offshore detention centres and very little is being done to get those people off island.
Mark, really do appreciate your time, really appreciate your passion on this one. This morning.